Shalom. Welcome to another episode of Inspiration from Zion. I'm Jonathan Feldstein, and I have the privilege of being your host, coming to you from the Judean Mountains here in Israel. I like to refer to it as the original Bible Belt. Inspiration from Zion is a program of the Genesis 123 Foundation, whose mission is to build bridges between Jews and Christians with Israel in ways that are new, unique, and meaningful. I pray that you will find this, all of those. Through this program, we're excited to connect you to people and stories in and relating to Israel to give you a window to look through, experiencing aspects of life here that you might not otherwise know about. We want this to be interactive, so please be in touch with us at inspirationfromzion@gmail.com and send along any questions and any comments about any topic anytime. Or you can reach us at genesis123.co or follow and like Inspiration from Zion on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Stay tuned until the end, where we're also going to share an exciting opportunity, and please feel free to share this with others who will also find it of interest. Today, we're offering you something in case you missed. On May 15th this year, we hosted the Global Prayer for Israel. This is a tremendous event, huge amount of work and infrastructure with people praying for Israel over 6 hours from all around the world. Dozens of countries, I lost count. In many different languages from every continent except Antarctica. And we were praying then for the hostages, for the safety and success of the IDF, and to change the hearts of God's enemies, of our enemies here in Israel. And I want to share with you one segment of that today, which I think is particularly relevant and unfortunately still very necessary. And I hope that you'll find it interesting, informative, inspiring, meaningful, and will enable you to take a pause during the middle of listening and follow this and take a break and pray along with us and continue to do so, because we definitely, definitely continue to need your prayers.
470-8669-4708-8669. Getting a number gives you a new identity, connecting you to a group. Someone's in front of you and another person is behind you. You're never alone. Your name and personal identity are no longer important. A soldier represents the entire nation and the people who need protection. When a young man or woman puts on an IDF uniform, they become the sons and daughters of every Israeli, and every Israeli has been touched by this war. I danced at Hillel and Esther's wedding. A few years later, I watched Avraham, their precious little boy, crawl around the playground. Seemed like he always had a bump or a black and blue mark on his forehead. I was shocked when he married at 18, even more so when he became a father twice in 3 years. On October 8th, he left to join his reserve unit even before he was called up. 2 months later, he was in an armored personnel carrier when it got hit by a terrorist. Thank God, after a few weeks, he was out of danger and recuperating. The scars will remain, but he will return to his family. Tal's parents moved to my town when he was 15 years old. 3 years later, he was drafted and trained as a paramedic. He also married young while still serving compulsory service, having two babies before being released from the army. But it wasn't too long after that until he was drafted again for this war. I was relieved that he was not sent to Gaza, but 1 month ago, I heard he'd been injured. He was in the north when an old Christian Arab man insisted on entering a church to pray. Intel had warned that the church was a target for Hezbollah, but the old man insisted. Tal was assigned to be part of the security detail, protecting the man. A rocket hit the church and Tal was thrown 20 feet through the air. Miraculously, he was not badly wounded. He returned home, but refused to speak about the incident. When I finally saw him, there was something in his eyes that had not been there before. Unlike Avraham, the worst of his wounds are on the inside. So many friends have nephews, nieces, cousins, and neighbors fighting. So many mothers praying for one, two, even three sons in combat. Soldiers are assigned numbers, but they also have names. They have families. When we pray today, please keep in your heart that these are our sons and our daughters, your sons and your daughters.
I hope everyone was able to hear all of what Eliyahu just shared. And the reason I had asked him to share that is that I am a U.S. Army veteran. I know the military, but Eliyahu is an IDF veteran, and he knows the special situation of Israel. And as we were talking a couple of days ago, preparing for this hour, we realized that the United States has not been at war in a way like Israel is now at war since World War II. And even then, that war began with the Japanese attacking Pearl Harbor and the Philippines, which were U.S. territories far away in the Pacific. They didn't attack Iowa in the center of the U.S. It wasn't like that. With Israel, it's an existential threat. And for that reason, we lift up prayers for the warriors who have been called to defend Israel's borders and heartland. So thank you, Eliyahu, for sharing some personal things of what you are now experiencing. We would like to acknowledge our sponsor for this hour, the Point Church of Belmont, North Carolina. We will hear more from Pastor Hardy of the Point Church later on in this hour. But for now, I understand we have a video from Elliot Chadoff. So if we could just hear that, then yes.
Shalom, this is Jonathan Feldstein with the Genesis 123 Foundation. I'm very pleased to have today Major Elliot Chadoff, who's a reservist officer in the IDF, a political and diplomatic commentator, and just an all-around expert. And Elliot, I'm thrilled that you're joining us today for the Global Prayer for Israel, where we're specifically praying for the IDF. And as we're in the midst of a war, now 7 months old, starting in Gaza, expanding in Lebanon, we've been attacked by Iran. What do we need to pray for the actual military success of the IDF?
Well, I think that it may seem trite, but victory is something that I think many in the West, and including in Israel, is something that has come out of our lexicon and needs to go back in. Really, a prayer for victory, a defeat of our enemies. It sounds almost biblical, but once upon a time, that's really how wars were fought. Instead of leaving, as we have in the past decade plus, leaving Hamas and Hezbollah and our enemies in the field at the end of operations. So I would start with victory. Right behind that, or along with it, at the minimum cost to us that you can. Anybody who's familiar with warfare, and I am, knows that there's no such thing as no cost warfare. Certainly, there is a difference between the price you must pay and beyond that.
Yeah.
And keeping it keeping it to a minimum. Minimum tragedy on our part, the minimum soldiers killed and wounded, and as a result, the minimum number of families will suffer the loss and hurt to their loved ones.
Sure. You're off right now as we're speaking. You've served already. You were called up earlier during the war. You're interacting with soldiers. You live in the north of Israel. Soldiers I'm interacting with when we've been going out and giving out winter jackets and food and all kinds of other things, you're seeing tremendous motivation. But I keep hearing from people that there's a sense that we, Israel, are standing alone. What do we need to do to pray for the soldiers themselves as they literally put their lives at risk, but they're away from their families and confronting life and death situations?
That they maintain their strength, mental and physical. Another thing that we often take for granted, we think of soldiers as automatons. They're people, and they suffer from the fatigue and the pressure and the stress of combat, of being in the military in general, and of being away from home and family and loved ones. And all of these things weigh on soldiers. And the longer it takes, and we've been at it now for 6 months, it's incremental. In other words, maintaining high motivation is something that is not to be taken for granted. So I would say, again, their physical and mental well-being beyond what I talked about earlier, the cost of war, of combat itself, but the negative effects of being in a war and in the military, not necessarily specifically in combat.
Yeah, thank you. And let's talk for a minute about their families. When you, for instance, were called up, when my son, son-in-law, they left behind spouses and children, yeah, and business and work and what have you. As we're speaking, close to 300 soldiers have been killed, which means over 100 widows and hundreds of orphans. What do we need to be praying for their families, for the people who were left behind?
Sometimes, with all the difficulty about being in the military, sometimes it's easier to be there than to be home, worrying about your loved one who's there and you haven't heard from. Finally, I say this because something I advocated for years, take away soldiers' cell phones for all sorts of good security reasons. But one of the negative effects, if you will, is that they're not in constant contact with their families. And that leaves a great deal of worry behind, that also to praying to ease that, and that ultimately all the messages that come from the front will be good news, or as much as possible.
Excellent. Thank you. Elliot, before we finish, anything we didn't cover? That you're speaking now to thousands of people, Jews and Christians all over the world. What else do we need to know?
No, I think that's it. As I said, victory, well-being, low cost, and strength at home to be able to withstand all of this.
Awesome. Elliot, Major Elliot Chodov, thank you for taking time for your insight today and for helping us focus our prayers.
Always a pleasure.
Well, now we have the honor of hearing from our first four prayers. We have from Israel, Rena Hartman. We have also from Israel, John Ennerson. And from the United States, from the great state of Texas, Pastor Trey Graham. So, and we also have Priscilla Flory joining us. If you four would please lead us in 2-minute prayers each, and we'll start with Rabbi Reuben.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Did I miss? Yes, Rabbi Joshua Reuben of Israel.
Fine. That's fine. So in our prayer book, we have a prayer that we pray for all of the brothers of Israel. Achenu, brothers. Brothers, sisters, Achenu, Kol Beit Yisrael, all of the house of Israel. And we pray for them, and we ask that people that are in dark places, that God should bring them into light. And this is a prayer that we've been singing in Israel, and I'd like to share the prayer with you the way that we do it in our synagogues. And the idea is that we're all brothers. And you know, it breaks my heart because since Cain and Abel, we haven't been treating each other like brothers. And so before I sing this song for you, this prayer for you, we should all pray that God should open our hearts to realize we're all brothers and sisters, one God, we're all part of one family. It's so tragic the way we treat each other. But here we are, you know, God willing, that this will shift something and we'll treat each other better. So we say, Achenu. And the prayer is like this. Achenu, Kol Beit Yisrael, our brothers, the whole house of Israel. Achenu, Kol Beit Yisrael, Hanetunim Betzara, we're in deep places. Hanetunim Betzara, Betzara Ubishivya, who are also being held hostage. Ha'omdim ben hayam, Abba Shalom, we pray to God. We say, Hamakom, God who is the place. Hamakom, Yerachem, God should have compassion. Yerachem, Alehem. V'yotziyam, you should take them out of dark places. V'yotziyam mitzaram. Dark places to my place. From enslavement to being redeemed. Even if you don't know the words, you can hum along. Be now, and you should redeem all the hostages one last time. Amakom Yirachem, God should have compassion. Yirachem Alehem Yitziyem Yitzara. Levachom Efelera. Bishiba Legula Hashta. Right now, catch it free, all the hostages. Thank you. And thank you for all your prayers.
Thank you. Thank you, Rabbi Rubin. And next, Rena Hartman, would you please lead us in prayer?
So, as you all probably know, yesterday was Israel's Independence Day. And we're very proud that we were able to celebrate it as best as we could yesterday. I joined a prayer service in the morning where we all sang Hallel together, where we all sang gratitude to God for the miracle that is Israel. And it was a very different experience of a Hallel yesterday than it ever has been over the past 27 years that I've lived here, 26 years that I've lived here. It was so much more meaningful. We were deep in our pain, but yet at the same time, thanking God for the fact that we have this country and that we are blessed to be the Jewish state, and yet at the same time in a tremendous, tremendous battle for our absolute existence. And I wish, and at the same time, we were praying for the soldiers, and I thought that I would come on here saying the blessing for the soldiers, but the fact is that yesterday, what gave me the most tremendous strength was one of the prayers in Hallel that we said, and I'm going to just read it because it's just so poignant. The one thing I noticed about Hallel also was that it seems to me that when it was put together, we were still in despair, but yet at the same time, thanking God for miracles, but yet while in the deep valleys of despair. And I felt like yesterday, we really were able to connect with that, that we had to push ourselves forward and put ourselves above the reality, and yet still thank God. So the prayer that I chose was a prayer, Min HaMetzar, which is also a song. Min HaMetzar Karati Ya. Min HaMetzar, in my distress, I called on the Lord. The Lord answered me and set me free. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I will see the downfall of my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. Okay. And it is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. The nations all around me, but in the Lord's name, I drove them off. They surrounded me on every side, but in Lord's name, I drove them off. They surrounded me like bees. They attacked me as fire attacks brushwood. But in the Lord's name, I drove them off. They thrust so hard against me, I nearly fell. but the Lord came to my help. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Sounds of song and salvation resound in the tents of the righteous. The Lord's right hand has done mighty deeds. The Lord's right hand is lifted high. The Lord's right hand has done mighty deeds. I will not die, but live. I will not die, but live. Open for me the gates of righteousness. Open for all of us the gates of righteousness, that we may enter it and thank the Lord. This is the gateway to the Lord. Through it, the righteous shall enter. Our soldiers are righteous. They are righteous. They deserve significant prayer. They deserve strength. They deserve courage. They really need courage. That is what I bless them with. That is what I pray for courage, moral clarity, and the ability to finish and to be successful and win without a doubt.
Amen. Thank you, Rena. Thank you very much.
As remarkable and miraculous as Israel is, and its very existence a testimony to God's faithfulness, in many ways, Israel's like most other countries. Just as there are parents anywhere who have stronger and weaker parenting abilities, and adults become a product of situations in their lives that they cannot control, making their ability to raise and care for their own children even harder, that's true in Israel as well. The Genesis 1-2-3 Foundation is committed and takes the mandate seriously to care for the least of these, our brothers, our children. We're committed to bless and strengthen orphans and at-risk youth, to invest in them, to empower them, so that their future will be brighter than their past or their present. But Israel is unique in that there are always threats of war and terror which know no bounds. For children who come from homes that are not safe, sometimes the very scary reality of living in a community that's not safe is too much to bear. We are committed to turning orphans and at-risk youth into children of promise. We fund a variety of programs to help those most in need as widely as we can. We invite and encourage you to join us today so that we can ensure their brighter tomorrow. Please visit genesis123.co to find out more and to send your love and most generous donation today.
And next we have John Enerson. And just a reminder, we have many people who will be praying, so please keep your prayers to 2 minutes. We hate to limit everyone, but thank you for joining with us. John, please lead us in prayer for the IDF.
Absolutely. I'll be praying personal words and also inspired from the prayers of Israel. So let's just pray. Heavenly Father, God of Israel, King of all creation, we come before you humbly, dependent on your mercy and compassion. We pray on behalf of the soldiers of the IDF, those who are fighting right now and have been fighting for a long time. We pray that you would protect them, encourage them, and most of all, give them victory. From the south and in Gaza to the north on the border of Lebanon, from Judea and Samaria to the coast of Tel Aviv, whether on land or in air or at sea, God, protect them and give them victory. God, we pray you would give the IDF success in defeating Hamas and in freeing the hostages, Father. Grant them swift victory so that the fewest number of people possible are hurt, whether they're Jews or Arabs. We pray standing on the faithful promises in your word, just like all of Israel read during in Deuteronomy on October 7th, where it says, there is none like the God of Yeshurun who rides to the heavens to your help through the skies in his majesty. Your enemies shall come fawning to you, and you shall tread upon their backs. Protect the soldiers from mistakes. Protect them from friendly fire accidents. Protect them from ambushes of the enemy. Protect them with your heavenly army. Give them God-fearing commanders who know clearly what they're fighting for. Encourage them. Encourage them, Father, when they get slandered as genocidal and wicked when they are fighting for justice. I pray that the Christian soldiers in the IDF would be an encouragement to their Jewish and Arab brothers. And we remember the German Christian soldier, Uriah Bayer, and the Bayer family, along with all the other fallen soldiers and their families. And we ask, God, that you would comfort them today, comfort them right now. And may your word be fulfilled that says, it is the Lord your God who goes with you to fight against your enemies, to deliver you. And let us all say, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, John Anderson. And next, from the U.S., from Texas, Pastor Trey Graham, please lead us.
Pastor, you're on mute. Pastor.
Hello, and thank you for allowing me to join you as a former U.S. Army officer and now the father of U.S. Army soldiers. It is my privilege to lead this prayer for IDF soldiers. And as one who has visited Israel multiple times since October the 7th and had the chance to visit with IDF soldiers, in their honor and for their protection, I will pray Psalm 116. I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. The cords of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, and he saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I shall walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believed when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I shall lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his godly ones. Oh, Lord, surely I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all his people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem, praise the Lord. And so for our soldiers in the IDF, we pray Psalm 116 and say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Trey. And now our next group of four who offer prayers, from South Africa, Segafatso Motang, from the United States, Julia Johnson, from Israel, Rabbi Rami Goldberg, and also from Israel, Clint Lalam. Segafatso, would you please lead us in a two-minute prayer?
Good evening, everyone, and thank you so much for organizing this prayer. I just was in Israel in March 7th, and I think for the first time in my trips, I saw the IDF in a different light. I saw that they are young children, young boys and girls. And I just want to lift up this prayer before the Lord for their protection and their success. I'll read from the Psalm 20. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. May the name of the God of Jacob defend you. May he send you help from the sanctuary. May he strengthen you out of Zion. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt offering and burnt sacrifice. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all your purpose. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of the Lord our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Now I know that the Lord saves his anointed, and he will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They've bowed down and fallen, but we stand risen instead and upright. Save, Lord, may the King answer us. when we pray. Yes, we bring all those young people, the young and the older ones. I remember remembering even Rabbi Perez's sons, one injured, one who passed away, and his body yet to be brought from this nation, and yet so much hatred. Give them strength, Lord, to accomplish this assignment and to complete what they have determined to do. We pray a blessing even from our nation and say shalom to Israel. Peace be to Jerusalem from South Africa. We love you. We stand with you. We send our blessings. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Chegofatsu. Thank you. And from the United States, Julia Johnson, please lead us in prayer.
I wanted to start with Daniel 9:4. And I prayed to Adonai, my Elohim, and made confession and said, O Adonai, great and awesome El, guarding the covenant and the loving commitment to those who love him and to those who guard his commands. And Father, we do affirm your greatness. And we do affirm the love that you have for your people. They are your chosen people. And we love them because you chose them. And Father, as they are in this war, this does not take you by surprise. You know, and you have a plan, and you have a purpose. And we ask, Father, that your plans and your purposes would be fulfilled. Just as in the wars in days of old that are recorded in your word, awesome miracles of how your strength was shown on behalf of your people. And we ask, Father, that you would do it again, that your strength would be manifested and protection would be over the soldiers, the IDF soldiers and their families during this time, that you would protect them mentally and physically and emotionally. Father, that their belief in you, their relationship with you would be strengthened during this time. We thank you, Father, that you are in control, even though it seems like things are out of control. We know you are in control, and we praise you and we thank you for that. In Yeshua's name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Julia. And now to Israel, Rabbi Goldberg.
Thank you. I want to just sing part of a song that we say in the synagogue when we're praying about the soldiers. Mishevera Avotenu Abraham Yitzhak Yapo Yivare Hayalenu Tzvahagana Yisrael. God bless our soldiers with the fortitude and the strength, both physical and mental, to defeat our enemies. May they go out whole with the Spirit of God and return whole, knowing that they are living up to the greatest mission that could be. They have the mission of defending God's land and his people and standing up to the evil in the world. May they sanctify your name in life and health. May God protect and ensure that they are no more injuries, and that this war should end swiftly with total victory, as God has performed for our ancestors in Egypt and this nation in 1967. Let us say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Goldberg. Amen. And Clint Lalom in Jerusalem, would you please lead us in prayer?
Thank you, Al. I'm reminded of what scripture says, and we'll start back in Judges 2, verses 23 or 21 to 23, and the first two verses in chapter 3. I also will not henceforth drive out any from before them of the nations that which Joshua left when he died, that through them I may prove Israel, that I may prove the IDF today, whether they will keep the way of the Lord to walk therein as their fathers did keep it or not. Therefore, the Lord left those nations without driving them out hastily, neither delivered them into the hand of Joshua. And these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, as many as of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan, or all the wars of Hamas, Hezbollah, only that the generations of the children of Israel might know to teach them war, at the least such as before knew nothing thereof. Father, we thank you for your presence and love. And your word says every generation within Israel must learn to do warfare. And I thank you, Father, for your word that goes on to in Zechariah 4. Not by might, nor by power, nor by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. We acknowledge, Father, victory. Victory will come over Hamas, over Hezbollah, in Gaza and Lebanon, by your spirit. Thank you, Father, that you have trained up amazing young men and women in the IDF. I thank you, Father, and I pray, Revelations 18:21. The mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus will Hamas be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. I thank you, Father, for what your word says, and that you have spoken many promises over my brothers and sisters here in Israel. But we look to you, the promiser, not the promises, the promiser that you will fulfill. I do lift up, Father, the provision and the equipment here in Israel. Father, that you would increase the manufacturing ability for helmets, for vests, boots, all the gear necessary to equip your warriors, Father, as they go out in battle. Father, I pray that you do strengthen and encourage each one of them with proper rest, protection, more divine miracles, Father, of miraculous healings, of safety and protection from attack. Father, and I do pray, Father, for emotional, physical, and spiritual healing that you can bring to every part. You are intimately involved in the creation of each one of us and each one of these IDF soldiers, Father, that you bring your touch of healing. And may your spirit be upon each one of these soldiers, Father. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Clint. Thank you. And now we will hear from our sponsor, The Point Church, with a word from Pastor Ray Hardy.
Thank you, friends. Shalom to all of you. As we prepare to continue this time of prayer, harking back to the words of David on the hillside as he prayed, you are a shepherd, a good shepherd. We ask that those in the IDF understand that you're shepherding them, that because of you, they have everything they need. You make them to lie down in green pastures. You lead them beside the still waters. You restore their souls, restore their energy for days of battle. You lead them in the paths of righteousness for your namesake. And though they will do walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, have them to fear no evil, for you are with them, for your rod and your staff, they comfort them. You prepare a place before them in the presence of their enemies, and you anoint their heads with oil. Their cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their life, and they will dwell in the house of you, our Lord, forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Ray. Thank you very much, and thank you for The Point Church for your sponsorship. We move to the third of our prayer segments, and we have four nations represented this time. From Singapore, Varun Boy. From Israel, Aria Green. From the United States, Priscilla Flory. And from South Africa, Linda Gobodo. So, Varun, would you please lead us in a two-minute prayer?
Shalom, and it's my privilege to be praying from Singapore to represent my nation. And I come with a heavy heart. I just received 15 minutes ago from Israel Real Time. It says, I think we are really praying at the right time. I just received this report that says early reports of a mass casualty incident in Gaza among IDF soldiers. Multiple hospitals cleared to prepare for arrivals. No more details, Tehillim, Psalms. So I just received this 15 minutes ago from Israel Real Time. So we really are praying at the right time at this point. for the IDF soldiers. Abba, we want to come before you. We want to thank you for this time, for this poignant moment, Lord, to pray in this hour for the IDF soldiers with this report, Lord. First of all, we want to come before you with the word of God, trusting that your word is always true and faithful. Isaiah 28, 5 and 6 says, in that day, the Lord of hosts will be for a crown of glory and a diadem of beauty to the remnant of his people, for a spirit of justice to him who sits in judgment, and for strength to those who turn back the battle at the gate. Lord, we pray for the indomitable spirit of resilience and unity for all the IDF soldiers, even the Navy Force, the Air Force, as well as all the police security, even for the Shin Bet, the Mossad, everyone who is involved in a war zone directly and even indirectly. We want to pray for a covering of your shield, Lord, over each and everyone and their families. We ask that your grace upon grace will cover each and every one of them. And we do pray, Lord, even at this moment with this report, Lord, we pray for all the wounded soldiers. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your healing grace, your supernatural divine healing to preserve lives, to protect all these all these who are wounded. We do not know how serious, but it's a mass casualty that we pray for your covering right now, Lord, and send forth your angelic host to lift many, Lord, out of danger, out of harm's way. We pray, Lord, that help will come immediately, Lord, and that you will yourself be Jehovah Rapha to heal and to restore divinely all these who are injured. We also want to remember those who are already wounded before today, all those wounded soldiers and their families. We pray that you will have your mercy upon all, that you will give them also the divine healing from all PTSD, from all kinds of even emotional, not just physical, but also mental instability, and that you will divinely intervene, Lord, to bring divine healing, Lord, with signs, wonders, and miracles. We ask that you also give the Messianic soldiers, Lord, strength, Lord, to be your light and your salt at this time, Lord, to be an encouragement, to be edification, and your comfort for all their comrades around them with the word of God and with the light of Yeshua. We want to pray, indeed, you enable all the fighting commanders and soldiers but with strength, with grace, complete victory, turnaround victory, Lord, for all that you have commanded them to do, to fulfill the mission in Gaza, to eradicate all the Hamas battalions who are remaining, but also, Lord, to get ready for Hezbollah's challenge, Lord, in the north. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to do a great and wonderful work, Lord, in the midst of all these situations. And last but not least, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, that you will vindicate Israel, even as we receive the latest report from UN that actually the combined numbers of both women and children killed are not 24,000, but 12,000 plus. It is half the number, is cut in half. So we pray for vindication for all of Israel, Lord, in the name of Yeshua, especially for IDF soldiers to keep their moral integrity. In the name of Yeshua, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Varanboy.
The restoration of Jewish sovereignty in the land of Israel was an earth-shattering event. For Christians, it was a confirmation that God always keeps his covenantal promises. Today, we are blessed to see God's fingerprints in the modern miracle of the land of Israel playing out in our lives among the people and in the state of Israel. This year, on the occasion of Israel's 75th anniversary, the Genesis 123 Foundation has been privileged to bring together 75 Christian leaders from around the world to lend their unique voices, sharing their personal faith experiences relating to Israel and their in-depth insight into Israel's history and spiritual significance, creating an historical, one-of-a-kind, high-end coffee table book, Israel the Miracle. Israel the Miracle's stunning imagery will fill your home with the hope of fulfilled promises and conversations about Israel. It's a perfect gift to anyone for any occasion, and most of all, to yourself. You'll also be a blessing to Israel, knowing that the proceeds will go to bless Israelis of all backgrounds. Be a part of Israel the Miracle and bring the land, the people, and the state of Israel into your heart and into your home. Visit israelthemiracle.com to get your limited edition copy today.
Thank you. And just a reminder, everyone, if we still have many to pray, so please keep your prayers to 2 minutes. And with that in mind, Aria Green from Israel, please lead us.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and thank you all for your prayers. It means so much to all of us in Israel. I'm actually halfway across the world now in Peru, joining in this global prayer day of prayer for Israel, and I very much appreciate all of your support, your love, and your prayers. And I'd like to pray with you from the Hallel, the selection of psalms and praises that are read every year on Yom HaTzmaut, on Israel Independence Day. And yet, a fascinating thing about Jewish life and tradition is that our praises, our celebrations are combined with, and here in the wording of Hallel, which I'll pray with you, with the not just the praises and the thanks, but also the requests, the beseeching, and the acknowledgement that the work is not yet finished. First, we'll start with Psalm 116, which the pastor mentioned earlier. Ma Ashiv la Adonai kol tagmalui alai kos yishuot esa uveshem Adonai hekra nedarai la Adonai ashalem negdana lekol amo yahakar. I'll just translate those first sentences. What can I possibly give back to the Lord for all that he has favored me? A cup of salvation I'll raise up, and I'll call out in the name of the Lord. My vows to the Lord I'll pay now in front of all his people. And I want to continue with a psalm which I believe that is very well known to everybody here who's praying with us, and that is Psalm number 118, which starts, Mina meitzar karati ya anani bemerhavya Adonai li lo ira maya aseli adam. Adonai li be'ozri, va'ani ere b'sonai. From the strait I have called, Lord. He answered me from the wide space. The Lord is with me. He's for me. I will not fear. What will man do to me? The Lord is for me with my helpers. It is better to take refuge with the Lord than to trust in man. And lastly, I want to just sing with you what we conclude our psalms of praises, as I said, not just praises and thanks, but also beseeching God for all of our soldiers, for all of our security personnel, for all of those at home, like my daughter who was home for 6 months while her husband was fighting and was in the army for the first 6 months of this war. And we have a lot still that we need to be strong to hold up for. So we say, Ana Adonai Hoshiana, Ana Adonai Hoshiana. Please, God Adonai, you must bring us salvation and save us. Ana Adonai Hatzlichana, Ana Adonai Hatzlichana. Please, God, please bring us success and let us be successful. All of our soldiers, all of our kochot bitachon, security forces, and all of the people of Israel, surrounded by and supported with the love and the prayers of all of you around the world. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Aria Green. And again, please keep your prayers to 2 minutes. We have now from the United States, Priscilla Flory. Thank you, Priscilla. Please lead us.
Adonai Tzvaot, Lord of Heaven's armies, thank you for the privilege that I have had of serving in the IDF as a civilian volunteer. I thank you for the privilege of coming to you on behalf of the Israeli Defense Forces, the ground forces, the Air Force, and the Navy. Thank you that you are the supreme commander over all. Thank you that you keep Israel and you never slumber nor sleep. Thank you that Israel is the apple of your eye and she will never be moved. Thank you that you have raised up these leaders, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Minister of Defense Yoav Gallant, Chief of the General Staff Ritzi Halevi, Leader of the Ground Forces Major General Yoel Strick, leader of the Air Force, Major General Tomer Bar, commander of the Israeli Naval Force, Major General David Sar Salama. Thank you, Adonai, that you grant them wisdom, knowledge, strategic insight, and courage. Thank you for keeping them safe. Thank you too, Heavenly Father, for the members of the armed forces. We ask for your hand of protection over all our men and women in all the armed forces. We especially ask for Hillick, for Daniel, who was just released from the reserves, for Ori, who is in the Air Force, for Natav, the international spokesperson for the IDF, for Sean, whose boots are on the ground. We ask especially for Alan, Greg, Itai, all in Gaza. We thank you for their families and friends who await their safe return. Grant to them your protection and your shalom. In all and through all, Adonai, may you be given the honor, the praise, and the glory for all that you are doing, all that you will do for our beloved Israel. Israel, hi. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Priscilla. And next to South Africa, Linda Gobodo, would you please lead us in prayer?
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you for this prayer. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We lift up the IDF before you this evening. We thank you, Father God, for protecting them. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, for all that you are doing, Father God, in Israel. Thank you for a strong nation that have been blessed with a strong army. Father God, that have given themselves to serve their nation and their people. Lord Almighty, we thank you, for you are God who watches over Israel. You do not slumber nor sleep. Day and night, you watch over your nation, Israel. Father God Almighty, we thank you that your works are great. You are God who make wars to cease to the ends of the earth. Father God, we pray, hide all the soldiers in the secret place of your presence. Keep them secretly in your pavilion. Father God Almighty, be their refuge and their fortress at all times. Father, we lift up those who mourn at this time. Father God Almighty, we pray for them. We pray that console those who mourn in Zion. Give them beautiful ashes, the oil of gladness for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may become the oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that you may be glorified. Lord, give them victory. Protect them from their enemies. We know that the enemies of Israel are your enemies. I stand and I decree that Africa will stand and bless Israel, that our nation, Father God Almighty, South Africa, Azania, will stand and bless Israel. We ask all this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Linda. That was beautiful. And our final four prayers are from Canada, Mikhail Bantsev; from the U.S., Arlene Bridges Samuels; from Israel, Rabbi Yehuda Glick; and from the United States, Candy Runyon. So, Mikhail, would you please lead us in a two-minute prayer?
And Rabbi Yehuda Glick, we joined all of our prayers with Amitai for you, for your preservation, for your life. And it's such a joy to see you and pray with you. My wife and I would like to sing a prayer. And this is often a song as a blessing after the meal, but I will pray it in English first. Avinu Malkeinu, when you return the captives, Father, of Zion. We will be like those who dream. Our mouths will be filled with laughter and our tongues with glad singing. Then they will say among the Goyim, Adonai has done great things with these. Adonai has done great things for us. We are so happy. Adonai, return our captives like the rivulets in the land. And we ask you, Avinu, that you will use the IDF to bring the captives home and protect them in their missions, Father. Those who sow with tears shall reap with songs of joy. Avinu, we ask you, Father, as we go forth weeping, carrying the valuable seeds, that we will come back with songs of joy, carrying our sheaves.
Shir hamalot b'shuv Adonai, et shivat Zion hayinu kechomim, azim alesefopinu, ulshoneinu rina. Az yomru v'goyim, higdil Adonai lasot imenu, higdil Adonai lasot imanu, היינו שמחים, שוב אדוני שביתנו, כפיקים בנגב, הזורים בדימה, בלינה ייצורו, הלוך ילד ובכו, נושא נשק חזרה, בו יבוא יבוא ורינה נושא עלותם.
And Abba, we ask you that you will protect the IDF, that you will give them strength. One of the names of Hashem is in Psalms 24, Adonai Gibor Milchama. Avinu, we ask you that the Giborim of Israel will be protected in their missions, as it's written in Psalms 27, Adonai Ori V'Yishi Mimira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Efchad. Adonai, you are my light and you are my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Abba, you are the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? B'Shem Yeshua Mashiach. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mikhail, Melanie. And Arlene Bridges, Samuels, would you please lead us? And we are coming short of time, so we will have to be strict on the 2 minutes. But Arlene, please lead us in prayer.
Yes. As a Christian Zionist, it's so privileged to pray with all of you and with my Jewish husband is with me as I pray. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I bow before you, grateful for Israel, your land, the ancestral Jewish homeland, and as a Christian, my spiritual homeland. I praise you for the heritage you have given Jewish warriors to protect Israel in ancient, now modern times, oppose evil. Eternal God, you have enabled the brave men and women in the Israel Defense Forces, both volunteers and equipped, shine as lights. Jews, lone soldiers, Druze, Circassians, Arabs, and Christians, pursuing victory together. I thank you, our source of wisdom, for the clear strategies you gave Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, in 2 Chronicles, and Ahaziel, a Levite who spoke your powerful messages, proclaiming, the Lord said to you, do not be afraid, do not lose hope because of this huge army. The battle is not yours, it is God's. See, the king and all the people of Judah and Jerusalem also fell on the ground, worshiping the Lord. God of all armies, I am touched when I hear the IDF sing songs in Gaza's darkness. When Jehoshaphat's ancient army assembled the next morning, he appointed worshipers praise you, your glory, your holiness. They marched out in front of the army singing, give thanks to the Lord. His faithful love continues to grow. When they arrived on the battleground, at the desert of Tekoa, look down at the huge army. Every enemy lay dead on the ground. No one escaped. I beseech you, merciful God, to enact this kind of victory in Rafa. From all over the world, we bow to you.
Amen, Arlene. I'm sorry, we're going to have to move on, Arlene. We have two more to pray. And Rabbi Glick, would you please lead us in prayer?
Hello to all our friends from all over the world. We love you so much. So wonderful. All your prayers. I will recite the prayer for the soldiers of Israel. He who blessed our forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He who blessed Zion. May he bless the fighters of Israel Defense Forces and all those who stand guard over our land and the cities of our God. From the northern border of Lebanon to the southern deserts of Egypt, from the Great Sea onto the approach of the Arava, in the air, on the sea, on the land, and under the land. May Hashem, God Almighty, cause the enemies who rise up against us to be struck down before them. May the Holy One, blessed is he, preserve and rescue our fighters from every trouble and distress, from every plague and illness. May he send blessing and success in their every endeavor. May he lead our enemies under our soldiers' sway, and may he grant them salvation and crown them with victory. And may there be fulfilled for them the verse, for it is Hashem, your God, who goes out to battle with you for over your enemies, for you, to save you in his name. And a prayer for the state of Israel. Our Father in heaven, protector and redeemer of Israel, bless the state of Israel, the dawn of our deliverance. Shield it beneath the wings of your love. Spread over it your canopy of peace. Send your light, your truth to its leaders, officers, and counselors, and direct them with your good counsel. Strengthen the defenders of our holy land. Grant them our God's salvation and crown them with victory. Establish peace in the land and everlasting joy for its inhabitants. Remember our brethren, the whole house of Israel, in all the land of their dispersion. Speedily bring them to Zion, to this Jerusalem, your city, to Zion, your dwelling place, as it is written in the Torah of your servant Moses. Even if you're dispersed in the uttermost parts of the world, from there Hashem, your God, will gather and fetch you. Hashem, your God, will bring you to land with your ancestors possessed, and you shall possess it. Unite our hearts to love and revere your name, to observe the precepts of your Torah, to rebuild your temple. Speedily send us the righteousness, the Messiah of the house of David, to redeem those waiting for your salvation. Shine forth in your glorious majesty over all the inhabitants of your world. Let everything that breathes proclaim, Hashem, the God of Israel, is king. His majesty rules over all. Amen. And please, amen. Our brothers who are given over trouble and captivity, may Hashem present mercy over them. Bring them forth from trouble to enlargement, from darkness to light, from subjection to redemption. Speedily, at our near time, every one of those hostages home, strengthen their spirit, bringing them home as soon as possible.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Rabbi Glick. And finally, Candy Runyon, you get to close us out.
Thank you. Psalm 121, a song to the ascents. I raise my eyes upon the mountains. Whence will come my help? My help is from Hashem, maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter. Your guardian will not slumber. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, the guardian of Israel. Hashem is your guardian. Hashem is your protective shade at your right hand. By day, the sun will not harm you, nor the moon by night. Hashem will protect you from every evil. He will guard your soul. Hashem will guard your departure and your arrival from this time and forever. Father, may these words go deep into the hearts of every soldier, and may they strengthen and grant courage to every foot who treads upon the land, and for the sake and the honor of your name. In the name of Yeshua, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you all. Thank you all.
If you stay with us this long, then you know by now, at the end of every episode, we give out a special gift. From almost the very beginning of this podcast, we offer this special gift. We call it From Jonathan's Bookshelf. All we ask is that you do is follow and like Inspiration from Zion on all of our social media. And when you comment and share the link to this program, we select one person at random each month. Each month, we've been offering a different book in the past, but today, this month, as we've been doing since last fall, we're offering a special copy of our own book, Israel the Miracle. Israel the Miracle is an incredible volume you're going to want to have in your home to bless you and your families. And it's a $75 value that we're going to offer you for free. So please follow and like and share and comment on the link to this. We're always grateful that this podcast is sponsored by our friends at the Willow Run Greenhouse in Culpeper, Virginia. If you're ever in the area, please pop in and thank them for helping make conversations like this possible. And also, Special thanks to the Coin family for their meaningful sponsorship. Inspiration from Zion and the Genesis 123 programs are all made possible by donations, so please consider joining us to help continue the dialogue and build bridges. If you'd like to sponsor a future episode in honor or memory of a loved one or special occasion, please be in touch at inspirationfromzion@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your comments as well, always as part of a dialogue, and invite you to send any questions, especially questions you have about traditional Judaism for our Ask the Rabbi programs. Please share this with others who also find it of interest and continue to join us right here as we bring you more meaningful conversations about unique topics relating to Israel that you won't hear anywhere else. Wherever you are in the world, I pray that you and your loved ones are all safe and healthy, and I send my blessings right here in the Judean Mountains. God bless you.